Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Ben Winder and today is December 2nd. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we're reading a portion of scripture and reading together through a Christmas hymn. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read. Today's Christmas hymn is O Come Emmanuel, and we're in the fourth stanza where it says, O come thou dayspring, come and cheer, our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Our scripture today comes from Numbers 24. Now when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not resort to divination as at other times, but turned his face toward the wilderness. When Balaam looked out and saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came on him and he spoke his message. The prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of one whose eye sees clearly, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who falls prostrate and whose eyes are opened. How beautiful are your tents, Jacob, your dwelling places, Israel. Like valleys they spread out, like gardens beside a river, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from their buckets. Their seed will have abundant water. Their king will be greater than Agag. Their kingdom will be exalted. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. They devour hostile nations and break their bones in pieces. With their arrows they pierce them. Like a lion they crouch and lie down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse them? May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed. Then Balak's anger burned against Balaam. He struck his hands together and said to him, I summon you to curse my enemies, but you have blessed them these three times. Now leave at once and go home. I said I would reward you handsomely, but the Lord has kept you from being rewarded. Balaam answered Balak, did I not tell the messengers you sent me? Even if Balak gives me all the silver and gold in his palace, I could not do anything of my own accord, good or bad, to go beyond the command of the Lord. And I must say only what the Lord says. Now I am going back to my people, but come, let me warn you of what this people will do to your people in the days to come. Then he spoke his message. The prophecy of Balaam, son of Beor, the prophecy of one whose eye sees clearly, the prophecy of one who hears the words of God. Who has knowledge from the Most High? Who sees a vision from the Almighty? Who falls prostrate and whose eyes are opened? I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the people of Sheth. Edom will be conquered. Seir, his enemy, will be conquered. But Israel will grow strong. A ruler will come out of Jacob and destroy the survivors of the city. Then Balaam saw Amalek and spoke his message. Amalek was first among the nations, but their end will be utter destruction. Then he saw the Kenites, and he spoke his message. Your dwelling place is secure. Your nest is set in a rock. Yet you Kenites will be destroyed when Asher takes you captive. Then he spoke his message. Alas, who can live when God does this? Ships will come from the shores of Cyprus. They will subdue Asher and Eber, but they too will come to ruin. Then Balaam got up and returned home, and Balak went on his way. We're often guilty, especially in Western Christianity, of what one commentator has called Disney princess theology. That is to say, when we read stories in scripture, we're most apt to insert ourselves firmly in the position of the hero of the story, and rarely allow ourselves to ponder those times we might best be identified with a character of less than stellar reputation. We usually identify with the knight in shining armor, the cowboy wearing the white hat, or the beautiful princess. It is easier to think ourselves the hero than the villain. With that in mind, we are not likely to see ourselves in the place of Balak or many others who find themselves in the crosshairs of Balaam's prophecy in Numbers 24. Yet, if we are to be honest about the day of the Lord, we must admit it will not be a good day for everyone. Many authors in the Bible and Jesus himself warn us about the pain that will accompany the advent of the Lord in power for those who are not ready. As our hymns suggest, many spirits will be cheered, but let us remember it will happen by the dispersal of gloom and the putting to flight of death's dark shadows. Knowing that gloom and those shadows can be found in our own hearts, let us carefully consider and allow the Spirit to examine us to ensure that we are being sanctified ever more to be as ready as possible for Christ coming again. With the Spirit's help, let us disperse the gloom and darkness within ourselves as we prepare for Christ's coming. With fear and trembling, let us honestly place ourselves as the target of the prophecy. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab, the skulls of all the people of Sheth. Christ's coming will not be good news for all. It will be painful for many. Let us strive to be ready. Let us do hard soul work now. With the Spirit's help, let us become the people for whom the day of the Lord will be good news.